Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to know what charges exactly were made for what product for $49.97 on my credit card statement.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
97601.
That was 96701.
97601.
And can you state your name?
Lisa Dirks.
And can you verify your address?
5310 Blue Mountain Drive, Klamath Falls, Oregon, 97601.
And do you recall on November the 11th paying the shipping and handling for the purifier, the free purifier?
The what?
The free purifier.
Free? I was charged $49.97. I never received a purifier.
And on November the 15th, you paid the shipping and handling for the free neck massager.
No, that was all returned. That neck massager was returned.
But do you recall making that purchase though, ma'am?
Not for $49.97, I didn't.
Ma'am, I'm not talking about that charge. I'm talking about the $7.45 charge.
For the neck massager?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I did, for the neck massager. But
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Questioning.
And that neck massager was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
No, I never did. And I never joined a membership. I was never asked. I never joined a membership willingly. You just charged my statement for a membership that I had nothing to do with. And that is a fraudulent charge, sir. That is a fraudulent charge.
Okay, and what I can do for you is get that account canceled where you're not getting billed any further.
I would like a refund for that $49.
Bear me one moment
that,
while I get
that
account canceled for you.
You are a fraudulent company, and I'm going to be reporting you to the Business Associations of Florida, as well as the Better Business Bureau, as well as I'm going to get my lawyer to come after your company. Now, I want a refund on that $49. That was not acceptable. That was not, I did not ask for that.
It did state that
in
the terms and conditions before you made that purchase, ma'am.
Bullshit! There were no terms and conditions. I'm telling you. You are
yes,
a fraudulent
ma'am.
Company.
And I will get you that refund on that latest charge, ma'am. On that January the 20th charge. And that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
And how much is that refund for?
$49.97.
All right. Now, I never want to speak to you again. I never want anything from your company again. I never want anything on my statement again, and I am still going to the Better Business Bureau on this, and I want to see that refund. I want to see that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I want confirmation number on that refund.
I have a cancellation number, ma'am.
All right, give me that.
C as in Charlie. 258-779-231. And that's it.
And that's a full refund of $49.97.
Yes, ma'am, you were refunded on that latest charge.
All right, and I don't want to see any other charges on here.
You're a county council member. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay. Thank you so much for your help, and you have a nice day when you get off work, okay?
Yes, ma'am, and you also have a nice day, and be safe.
All right.
And thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.